South Laguna Garden Band. Man, do we have a good time over there with those guys. And I've got a special guest in the studio right now. This is Steve Creech. And Steve is he's the president of the Weiland Foundation. So aloha, Mr. President.
Aloha.
Good to see you here in the studio at Pearl Street. And we're basically going to talk about the Weiland Foundation's annual gala and fundraiser, November 12th. And it's going to be between 4 and 8 p.m. at the 777 Event Center in the Canyon. And so we'll talk more about that. But I just wanted to introduce yourself. And Steve Creech is also the father of twins. Is that right?
Yes, I am. I'm the tired, proud father of twins.
And they are?
William and Preston.
William and Preston. Aloha, guys out there.
Hey, guys.
And your lovely wife is?
My wife, Allison.
And Allison. Well, good on you guys all. And can you explain again what Weiland Foundation does? What is their goal?
Our goal is pretty similar to some of the other organizations like Surfrider that have been around. Our goal is to bring people together for clean water and healthy oceans. And the only difference between us and Heal the Bay and Surfrider is that we do things a little more on the creative side. How is that? Well, you know, if anybody who's been here to Laguna Beach has seen the Art of Weiland.
Absolutely. And anywhere where his giant murals are.
Yeah. And absolutely. And that's kind of the idea is that, you know, our first experiences with the world are through art and sight and our senses. And so we focus on how we see the world. And we all love looking at the ocean. I mean, it's a beautiful afternoon here in Laguna Beach, and you can see everybody flocking to the ocean. And, you know, that's the way we can connect with people in their hearts. And if you connect with their heart, then they're more inclined to do something about it and do their best to keep this natural resource beautiful and long lasting.
Well, we really liked that's going on. And tell us about Steve Creech. So you've got quite a many-hatted background.
I guess I do. And I've been with Weiland himself for, I guess it's going on 22, 23 years.
Nice.
And I came in the picture about midway in his career. And they brought me in to finish a book called Chicken Soup for the Ocean Lover's Soul, right?
Oh, I don't know that book. I'm going to have to get one.
Well, this was around the time when those chicken soup books were selling gazillions of books. And, you know, just for your listeners, I was a reporter and I've worked all over Southern California.
Kind of reporting? Just like regular news or any kind?
Yeah. Well, community news. And I would cover the police beats at the Register on the weekends. And I was a sports writer. And
all right.
I mean, it's just what I love to do. I worked up in Pasadena and all over Southern California. But my heart was always with the environment. So this was back in the 90s, and I was always the first one to, enterprise for environmental stories, and I loved it. And, you know, I'm a child of the 70s, and those images, because we go back to talking about art, those are the things that stayed with me and really motivated me in my career, such as it's worth. And so I've worked with Weiland for years on everything, all the murals and the books and the TV shows, and I've co-written his books with him and co-produced shows. We did a show for Discovery Channel called A Brush with Giants.
Oh, how fun.
And all the projects and murals from China to Vancouver to you name it, you know. So and he and I do a lot of work with KCAL and KCBS, so I guess I'm a spokesman, you know, for lack of a better term.
But we have a good radio personality. That works, too.
Do I?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's good.
Well, that remains to be seen after this show.
But well, what I thought we'd do is break into a tune, because if people talk too long when you're in the car radio, you change channels. Of course, in Laguna, there's no other channel to go to but KXFM 104.7. By the way, this entire show will be podcast at kxfmradio.org, where you can become a member of public radio in Laguna Beach. How about we got the garden playing Hey Good Looking.
dancing's free. So if you want to have fun, come along with me. Hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Say, hey, good looking. We've got a guest in the studio. It's Steve Creech, the president of the Weiland Foundation. And I wanted to ask you, now, how did you, journalists and stuff, get hooked up with Weiland?
I was writing for a teen magazine that was part of Parade magazine. For anybody that used to read magazines, they don't exist too much anymore. But and I was looking for a profile to write for the environment, and somebody that I knew had worked for Weiland. They said, "Hey, why don't you do something on him?" And phoned him up. We had a long chat, and I just loved what he was doing, the way he was connecting with people on both sides of the spectrum. Right? You know, we have quite a divided world right now.
Sure.
But Weiland really connected people regardless of whatever their ideology was. Everybody that was aligned with him loved the ocean. And I thought, that's something that I could get behind.
That's a common denominator. Huh?
It totally is. And so I made some inquiries and they said, hey, could you help us finish this book that we're working on? And they are all, well, what else can you do? And I said, well, I can do publicity. I've got a background in that. And so, I just added another brain to the mix, I thought. And, I asked him when I met him, I'm all, what do you want to do with the next phase of your career? He said, I want more time to paint. And he said, what do you want to do? And I said, I want to do more for the environment. And so we become collaborators, gosh, for the last two decades. And
nice.
It's been extraordinary. It really has been something amazing. We've been all over the world doing all kinds of projects, and from the Olympics to national projects with all the mayors across the United States, getting them to step up their interest in advocacy and clean water and healthy oceans. And it's really a dream job.
That's fantastic. My first interaction with Weiland, he won't remember me, but it was a surf contest at Sunset Beach on the North Shore in the 70s. And he used to step in there and help give awards and do all kinds of really good stuff for the surfing community there. And I was a tour guide that went around the island with tourists and would stop by. But he's really extended himself to all the... Can you name all the places where his art shows are? Or, excuse me, his murals are?
I don't know if we have enough time to name all of the places, but I can tell you, those murals, like the one here in Laguna Beach, are in 100 cities in 17 countries around the world. And
wow.
Some of them are seen by millions of people every year, down interstates, Australia.
And he still wants to paint more.
He you know, he always says it's his last mural, and the next thing I know, we're doing another mural. So we're doing one in Cuba in 2 weeks.
Oh, sweet. Have you been to Cuba?
No, I never have.
Gail and I got to go there when the Obama lifted the restrictions.
Yeah.
And I love Cuba. What a great place that is. And what a good help it is for us to be there to help the regular person earn a living.
Yeah. And, you know, the trick is there is to get all the supplies together. And that's a big part of what I've been doing over the years, or the permits or dealing with the cities and all of that.
Oh, good for you.
But with Cuba, it's a little different because there's no Ace Hardware or Home Depot there that I know of. So we have to make sure that we have all the right equipment here. And but I think we're in pretty good shape for that one. And we just finished one at the Smithsonian at the National Zoo a couple of months ago. And then we did another one that was a makeover for the city of New London, Connecticut, and really gave their arts district a shot in the arm. So, yeah, we stay pretty busy.
Well, I'm liking all of those kind of activities mixed with social service with regarding to the environment and the oceans, and they all relate to all the environments around the world. You know, everything ends up in the ocean one way or another. And I just appreciate you guys taking the time and talent to be on top of that.
Well, we try, and, you know, we consider ourselves learners, and it's a long learning curve. It's a lifetime learning curve.
Absolutely.
And we had gone on, oh my gosh, back in the 2000s, we had gone on these tours that we had self-created called our Clean Water Tours, which consisted of every year for 2 months, we would go down the East Coast or the West Coast or the Mississippi River, and we would host these cultural events with local naturalists and musicians, and we would celebrate the Ohio River, or we'd celebrate the Platte River, or we'd go into Dubuque, or we'd go into Memphis, Tennessee. And it was all about why these places are so significant and important to us. And what we came away learning was that these are so important to our legacy and our heritage and our grandparents and our ancestors. And after that, you know, everything exploded for the Wyland Foundation, because that's when we really found our real calling.
What I would like to do now, we're here with Steve Creech from the Wyland Foundation. We're going to come back to talk about the Wyland Foundation annual gala and fundraiser here in Laguna Beach. It's going to be November 12th. And we'll talk a little bit more about that, but I'm going to throw down a little act naturally. If everybody could only act naturally, we wouldn't have so much pollution. How's that for a segue?
They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. And all I have to do is act naturally. Well, I bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. Well, I hope you come see me in the movie. Then I know that you the biggest fool that ever hit the big time. And all I have to do is act naturally. Well, I bet you I'm gonna be a big star. Might win an Oscar, you can never tell. The movie's gonna make me a big star, 'cause I can play the part so well. We'll make a film about a man that on his bended knee. I'll play the part, but I won't need rehearsing. All I gotta do is act naturally. They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. We'll make a film about a man that's sad and lonely. All I have to do is act naturally. And all I have to do is act naturally. Yeah, all I have to do is act naturally.
Oh yeah, if we act naturally, we could be able to do fun things like Steve Creech here, the president of the Weiland Foundation. And Steve, man, it's so cool to have you here in the studio to tell us about your adventures. But right now, we want to talk about a couple of things. One is the Weiland Foundation annual gala and fundraiser on November 12th here in the Canyon at 777. But also that Weiland had a gallery, really successful gallery, in Lahaina, Maui. It was one of the structures burnt amongst all the others there. And so I wanted to ask you, what is the feeling from Weiland and Lahaina at this time? How are they recovering?
Well, the situation in Maui, it goes without saying, was completely catastrophic. And in addition to the...
And all his guys got out safe, right? His staff and everybody. And
yeah, everybody got out safe from the gallery. And it was just devastating, the loss of life. But the gallery did burn to the ground. And you know, it's a small thing relative to the destruction. So, you know, I hope your listeners understand
the perspective
we're
of
talking
that,
about this. Yeah. But, you know, that gallery was iconic in Lahaina. And it was in the scheme of things, you know, Lahaina being an old city, you know, it wasn't the oldest of the structures. But it had been there for, I think, a good 40, maybe 40
years. Is that right?
Years. Yeah.
Ah.
You know, it was one of Weiland's first galleries. And it became a place that people would make these pilgrimages to, you know, and because his work is so synonymous with the whales. And so,
and that is the place for the leaping humpback whales come breaching out of the water. And there's regular seasons for that. And of course, that's what drew the whalers to the town back in the 1800s. But now that they're protected, the whales are quite spectacular there. And then to have Weiland, whose art is toothed whales like dolphins and that sort of thing, and as well as the whales like the humpbacks, in his sculpture, art, everything there, what a perfect place in Lahaina.
It really was. And so that became kind of a touchstone for people from around the country, and, you know, who they just love the beauty of that work. But so the gallery was destroyed, and we wanted to do something, just like everybody wanted to do something to help Lahaina. The foundation immediately, I think it was about a day or two later, myself and our team, we put together a fundraising plan and raised about we came in around $22,000 for the Maui United Way. And Weiland did some shows, sold some art, and donated all the proceeds from that to support, I think, 10 different groups that were supporting the Maui response. And, you know, we're doing everything we can. And at the gala, which is one of these really unique events where people come together and we celebrate our environment and all the great work that we've been doing.
That's in Laguna on November 12th, just to remind folks. Go ahead.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah.
But we're going to have, you know, a little testament to Lahaina by having native Polynesian dancers. And we're honored to have the Laguna Ukes and yourself. And
Ukulele Academy to do some Hawaiian tunes.
Yeah. And I think that's a great way of honoring people by, you know, I think art is a fantastic way of honoring people that have been affected, in addition to the traditional ways, of course. But that's what it's going to be about. So if people in Laguna are interested and they want to see what we're up to, or if they, you know, they want to support the programs that we do, like the National Mayor's Challenge for Water Conservation, which the city of Laguna has been a winner of that over the past couple of years. But it's really a fun night, and everybody comes out for it. It's casual and just beautiful in fall here in Laguna Beach. A great time for everybody.
And then you're going to have Paul Reles, I don't know if I said that right, a fellow deeply connected with environmental history, because in the 1969 Santa Barbara oil spill, Tommy J was surfing the Huntington Pier and got covered in black tar. And that was the year I graduated high school.
You're kidding.
And it was at that point that I said, you know what? Life is too short. I'm moving to Maui. So I ended up doing that back then. But that's going to be a fabulous story of, well, the trouble with polluting the environment, but then the cleanups and stuff that come after it. So Paul Reles is your guest speaker.
Yeah, and I think Paul has some particular significance because he was there during the 1969 Santa Barbara oil spill. And as you know, Tom, that was one of those seminal events that really triggered the entire decade that followed for the environmental movement.
The Environmental Protection Agency?
The EPA was formed, the first Earth Day, the Clean Air Act, the Clean Water Act, species protection. So much happened after that. And Paul was one of the first responders to that and an activist back then. And I think those perspectives are incredibly important now because we're dealing with environmental issues that are so big in scope that sometimes I think people don't really understand what's happening because they can't see it the way they could literally see it, like that tar.
Yeah.
Or that oil spill or the Cuyahoga River catching on fire.
Oh my gosh. So it burned for a week. A river burned for a week,
yeah,
in Ohio when because of the pollution from factories that went into that, mm-hmm, water.
Yeah. And so now it's so diffused that what we need to remind people of is it still affects us the same way. We may not see it the same. We may not see the oil coming out of the oil sludge coming out of a pipe directly into the ocean, but the pollutants and those problems still exist.
Like recycling, the urban farming, sustainable building ventures, and things like that are just sustainable practices that can be done. And it's just piece by piece to reduce the amount of pollution.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's a whole nother show, but but Paul is somebody that we've wanted to recognize for a long time. And we think those people that did respond early on should be honored and recognized. And we think that they all have value to us and the lessons that we can continue to learn.
So one suggestion that I had heard that I really been thinking about is somebody pulling a cruise ship off Lahaina, Maui, that would house the people that don't have a place to live and they have to rebuild, so they can't be staying on the land while they're rebuilding. Mm-hmm. And if somebody like the tour industries wreak huge money off of the Hawaiian Islands, they could donate a ship and pay for the crew, plus foundations could help pay for the food and the housing in the ship. They could do regular shore boats that come into Lahaina Harbor. And if they could work that out, even the locals who wanted to could maybe work on board the boat to earn money while they're being housed. I mean, there's a lot of good to that. And I'm hoping that, you know, Oprah Winfrey or some of the other folks, mm-hmm, that have big, big dollars and big dollar friends could chip in to make that happen, just to make life easier for the locals.
Yeah, those are good ideas, and I think it's important to put those ideas out there, where, you know, especially on a platform like you have here, let people know about it. I think rebuilding Lahaina is going to be a long process. I think there's so many factors in play, cultural factors, real estate issues. It's really going to be, I don't know what the plan is or how they're going to do it, but I think it's going to be incredibly challenging.
Well, we've got Steve Creech here with the Weiland Foundation's annual gala fundraiser on November 12th. Go to WeilandFoundation.org to get more information. You want to stay for one more after a song?
I'd love it. I love the music that you're playing.
Okay, well, this time I'm going to do some Maui medley, Israel Kamaka Viva Ole. Israel Kamaka Viva Ole, a little Maui medley for you. And again, we have the president of the Weiland Foundation here in the studio, Steve Creech, and all of his security guards and entourage have been surrounding the place to protect. No, I'm just kidding, Mr. President.
Down, boys.
And so I want to go back to the Weiland Foundation annual gala that's happening on November 12th. It's from 4 to 8 o'clock at the 777 Event Center in the Canyon. Now, you said it's tropical casual.
Yes. So
that's always nice to have. But there's some neat things about the parking. You want to repeat that?
Well, I can give a little overview here. But this event is a little different because it's a little casual and we have a lot of fun. But One of the things that we do is for our VIPs, we take a bus out of Laguna and we head down to Dana Wharf and we go out on a whale watch, dolphin watch.
Oh, how cool is that?
We try to catch a couple of blue whales and get back in time for the gala. So,
hey. So that's. I want to put out that it's WylandFoundation.org. If you want to get information, and are they selling tickets through that operation?
Yeah, you can go to WylandFoundation.org, and there's a little pop-up banner. You click on that, and that'll take you right to tickets. And it is a fundraiser.
Yes.
So the general admission is $250 American, and not euros or pesos, and the VIP is $500. But
that includes the whale trip, is that right?
Yes, it does.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
And Wyland paints live, and we're going to have beautiful music and dancing and Paul Rellis speaking. And the most important thing, honestly, is it does support the work of the foundation. And if most people, when they think of the Wyland Foundation, I think it's a little bit like the blind man and the elephant. Everybody has a different impression of it. It's art, it's science. But if you look at the work that we do, we have a clean water traveling learning center. It goes to schools all over Southern California. We've had over 1 million kids go through this exhibit. It rains inside. There's a running river in there. It's all STEM-based. We go to South Central LA, farming communities. We've been down in Mexico. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. We just finished a Waterwise pocket park for the city of Westminster.
Nice.
So we showed ways that you can reimagine a public park and save incredible amounts of water, but also state-of-the-art irrigation, just different ways of looking at what we already know and doing it better, right? I'd mentioned we have the National Mayor's Challenge for Water Conservation, which attracts 2,000 mayors across the U.S.
Nice, and nice.
They get their residents involved, and we have a little fun contest where we have a drawing from the residents in the winning cities, and we pay their utility bills. We give away vehicles to nonprofits, and you know, there's just so many different ways that you can get people involved in this blue planet thing that we have, and that's what the Wyland Foundation does. So whatever your conception is of it, just know it's a really fabulous foundation, and there's nothing like it in the United States.
We're looking at WylandFoundation.org, and thanks, Steve Creech, for coming in to Laguna Beach Radio, and we're going to have you in on the other Sundays until it gets to be the 12th of November when your gala will be happening. So mahalo nui loa, brada, and shout out your family again.
Hey, well, first, Tom, thank you for having us, and Allison and Will Preston, love you guys. And let's just keep working on keeping this planet as blue as we can.
All right, let's go to Kauai Beauty. This is, again, Israel. Kamaka vivo ole. Aloha, Steve.
Thank you.
Ano kawaii mano kala nipo kia pai Thank you. ivili i ane kamaile lali ke